I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back here. T-Mill, Tyler Milner is out today, but our guy Colin is in the building. He has been holding it down. It's the first time we've had Colin doing the drive. Nice job.
Well done, bud. Well done.
Nice job.
Appreciate it. Having a great time over here.
Well, damn, you should be. All right? I mean, why not? It's Friday.
What happens if I told y'all I wasn't?
You'd be off the show. I'm just kidding. Somebody's going to take that out. That damn Ron, man.
They're going to take that out of context.
I cannot stand that guy. I feel like that happens to us in the coach. I cannot stand that guy.
And this guy can just shut up already.
Freaking guy. Jesus. God, I can't stand him. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to text this text line.
I'm going to text that POS.
I'm going to text that SOB.
Go back to Kansas City, you SOB.
Yeah, fat face. No, man, we're having fun here, man. Cole Popovich, he was one of the guys who spoke to the media today, along with some of the other coaches. But this is Cole Popovich, we've been hearing a lot of people speak on his behalf. Here is him kind of talking about where he sees the offensive line and what they're trying to accomplish going into the season.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, we really just want to have a tougher line that plays the game in a way that, like, the whole team can kind of see there's a toughness established from our group there, right? We're not shying away from any kind of contact. And then, you know, really the other thing would be just a smart group. Like, I don't want missed assignments. That's like the biggest thing is we're trying to play clean football, trying to eliminate bad football, play very tough, be assignment sound, and I think we'll be okay if we do those things.
All right, man, that's Cole Popovich. Good to hear, and very much echoing a lot of things that we've heard from a lot of people. And I'm listening to that. Nick Caley spoke about him earlier. He's spoken about him a few times during OTAs and mandatory minicamp. Titus Howard the other day spoke glowingly about him. Also, prior to that, obviously, D'Amico has had moments where he has pointed out Cole Popovich. This is going past Clint where it seems like, hey, man, we got a guy on the team. We're going to talk him up, man. We're going to make him sound real good. We're going to talk him up to a point where the things that people are saying, it feels like it's more than just saying, hey, man, this guy's on our team and we ain't going to talk bad about him. It seems like people really, really feel like he is a potential difference maker on this team.
Yeah, look, I think what's being, you know, they're having to sell a lot of guys. Cole Popovich, they're having to sell, you know, some of the offensive linemen they brought in. They're having to sell, obviously, Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator. And I think the most believable case that's being laid out there is Cole Popovich. I just flat believe it. I really do. I like what I'm seeing from Cole Popovich. I love what he just said right there. Is that there's a couple of things. Of one, when you have no problem saying, look, we're not just preaching toughness in our room. We want to be the reason that others look at us and go, man, that's a tough ass unit right there. That's a tough ass team right there. They're saying it openly, almost to where the rest of your team can hold you accountable, or laugh at you if you're not living up to that standard. I love that part of it. And to be completely honest with you, it's impossible to be viewed as a tough team. It's impossible to be viewed as a win, loser, draw. Damn it, they're going to feel us on Monday when they wake up. They're going to know they played the Texans. It's impossible to do that unless your offensive line is a physical group. We don't have any quit in us whatsoever. We are going to drive you. We're going to fight you until every single whistle. And even sometimes we may fight you a little bit past the whistle. If we got a double team, we're going to absolutely punish you. It's impossible to create what Popovich is talking about, and ultimately what D'Amico Ryans wants his team to be. The defense is there, but it's impossible as a team, as an organization, to be viewed the way they want to be viewed without an offensive line that leads the way. And so I love what we're hearing from Cole Popovich. I love what we've heard about Cole Popovich from players in particular. And I just believe it. I think it's authentic. I think it's real. I think it's what he's preaching. You know, the other thing about Cole Popovich, and I've looked at this probably through a negative lens way too much, but the fact that Cole Popovich was in that room when it was so bad last year, I think is a huge advantage for D'Amico Ryans in his attempt to rebuild this offensive line. I mean, Cole Popovich knows the guys that weren't cut from the cloth that they need them to be cut from. I think he was very aware of the guys that were standing in the way of this offensive line becoming what D'Amico Ryans and Cole wanted to become, and probably made the decision to get rid of Laremy Tunsil a little easier that he was still in the room.
So you think because he was there it made it easier?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think him being in that room when things were going south and where things weren't working out tells him a lot about the people that were in that room.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And I think him now that he is a coach that's still here and he was hired as the O-line coach, I think that's a real resource for D'Amico Ryans in making decisions like the Laremy Tunsil decision, like parting ways with Shaq Mason, even though you still owed him, I think they still owed him a little bit of money, didn't they?
Trading Kenyon Green. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think those are, you know, that's a valuable, valuable resource in Cole Popovich. Now, all of that means absolutely nothing if he can't coach football. But it appears that he can coach football. It appears that he relates to his players. It appears that he is going to get more out of his players than Strouser did. So, it appears all those things are true. So, it looks to be a good fit and a good situation offensively.
That is a route to take there. I'll say this still. Skeptical of, like, him being in the building, him being, you know, there last year, to see it get down like this and to hear all the things that he's saying. It is odd to think that he was handcuffed and didn't have the ability, even as an assistant coach, to coach some of those things, like physicality, yeah, attention to detail, and eliminate bad football, like he was saying there. So there is still something where I'm like, all right, let's kind of see. But it, as you said, it does feel real. Hell, it like, one, he's been talked about as much as Nick Caley, and the confidence and excitement that people have in him and the way they're talking about it is as much as Nick Caley. And I feel like we're seeing a different Titus Howard, especially from a leadership perspective. I know you said it yesterday. We kind of thought like he may fall into more of the Titus Howe or Laremy Tunsil kind of way of things. It's clearly changed. He's not in that space. He is seeming to step up to be a leader, and they are really mixing and matching and giving looks. And you could just hear the conversation that is being drilled into them because they're all saying it. From Andrews to Titus to Lakin Tomlinson to all of these guys, they're getting completely drilled, and you know at least the conversation is being had there. So I think he has shown some things early to, make me feel like, hey, man, this could be what it sounds like they think is a difference maker. It sounds like they think this dude can be a game changer with what they have up front and not just talking him up.
Well, it just seems authentic, and so call it what you want, but it seems authentic that it's real. You know, you go to practice, you can hear him coaching. He's coaching his ass off. But the assuming they got this right, assuming they got the O-line coach right, and he's as good a coach as everybody thinks, the reality of it is he's got a very impressionable bunch, right? You've got both of your tackles that in a perfect world, Blake Fisher would be one, Ariante Ursary would be one. I'm talking down the road, long term. Like, those would be your two bookend tackles. Two guys you drafted in the second round. You've got two young and unproven centers. You know, you got Titus Howard, who just moved from tackle and is I think probably for the first time wholeheartedly committed to playing guard. Juice Scruggs is a second round pick that's a center guard, middle inside offensive lineman that is obviously needs to develop and mature and grow. And so he's got an impressionable group and could make a huge impact on this organization, again, assuming that all the things we're hearing are spot on about him.
I feel much better right now than I did when the hire was made. And I'll be honest, completely transparent, that for me, Clint, is probably different from Nick Caley. Nick Caley, I'm probably in the same boat that I was when he was hired.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick Caley, lip
me,
service.
For me, personally.
Lip service and a tad bit of practice doesn't do a whole lot for an offensive coordinator. When his value is going to be, or lack thereof, is going to come to fruition on game day, on Sundays. He can be great throughout training camp. And then when Sunday hits, boy, all of a sudden we got some issues, game plan, we got some issues, play calling, we got some issues, game management, we got some issues protecting the quarterback or running the ball. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon regular season when we realize what we've got in Nick Caley.
All right, one of the biggest NFL offseason stories has finally come to an end. We'll share you the latest. That just happened in the last 10 minutes. We'll share the latest with you on that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.